In this episode of the On.net Show, we're going to have Corey from Twilio coming on to show us how we could start adding text messaging functionality and really cool features from Twilio inside of our ASP.NET Core application. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On.net Show. And today I'm excited, I'm happy, I'm really pumped because I have my buddy Corey here, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about how we could add like some really cool functionality with Twilio into our applications. But before we get into that, Corey, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and just let everyone know who you are and what is it exactly that you do?
So what's up, Cecil? Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here too. I have the privilege of being a developer evangelist at Twilio. So I spend a good bit of my time figuring out how to serve .NET developers by helping them build applications that use Twilio, which is really cool.
Nice. So could you tell me a little bit about what exactly Twilio is and what benefits do we get out of using like your tools and services?
Yeah, so at Twilio, we build a set of APIs and services so you can communicate from your applications. So let's presume you want to send a text message, make a phone call, even send a fax or an email. You can use Twilio's API and specifically their platform to do the communication piece for you. And it's really easy to use. I'm excited to be able to show it off today.
Cool. So I'm guessing y'all have APIs, like both web APIs, but also I'm guessing language SDKs that I could use. So, you know, obviously we're on the On.net Show, so we're going to talk about the .NET SDK and how we could add it to like an ASP.NET app or, but any .NET app, right? Like if we're talking about Windows Forms application or a running background service, like you have things that we could use to kind of integrate that type of functionality.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. I was actually just using the SDK inside of, or specifically the NuGet package, inside of an Azure Functions application that I built last week to help us do some monitoring. I've seen people use it in even like micro framework applications, which is really interesting. Yeah. I just talked to another customer who's actually still using the full .NET framework, and they just use the Twilio NuGet package. So yeah, you can definitely use it across a number of different types of apps.
That's interesting. Do you have any interesting stories about like different ways that you've seen folks use it? Like, have you seen any like, oh, wow, like I never thought someone would have done this with our tools and services?
Okay, so I'm the worst because I always get this question and I never know how to answer it. So I'll just tell you one of the coolest demos I've just seen, which is there are two magicians who use Twilio as a part of their magic act. And it is one of the most mind-boggling, like I can't even figure out how they're doing it. It is insane to me, but it is incredibly cool. And they just did it over Zoom because they've adopted their show to work in a video conferencing format. It's amazing to me. I'm still perplexed by it, to be honest.
That's awesome. Okay. So why don't we talk a little bit about what we're going to see today? Like what did you bring for us? What are we going to look at? Like, what's the story that we want to tell everyone today about how Twilio works and how easy it is for us to get into an application?
Yeah, so I had a look at Contoso Crafts at the website, which if folks haven't seen it, it's the cool website that you can use to really just like build a sort of a product-focused website where you could sell products with ASP.NET Core. And now they've got actually a little bit of Blazor in there, which is really cool. But I thought to myself, like, what if we could use Twilio to actually like share a product that we're interested in? So say you see a product on there and you want to share it with a friend. What if you could use Twilio to send an SMS with like some information about the product or maybe even a picture of that product? So we're going to try to build that today and we're going to hopefully knock it out super quickly.
So, you know, that kind of reminds me of, let's say I'm browsing a website, like e-commerce application X. I'm not going to give anyone any plugs, but e-commerce application X. And I want to share it with like my family member or one of my coworkers or one of my friends. I'm like, hey, I just bought this, or I'm thinking about buying this, or hey, check this out and let me know what you think. Right. And we want to have that ability to like easily share it with them, whether it's through like something like WhatsApp or Telegram or even SMS, like you're saying. And so Twilio will help us add some of that type of functionality to our applications, right? And we're going to see how to do that with Contoso Crafts.
That's exactly right. And it's super easy to do. And you'll see, like, once we put the actual Twilio lines of code in there, you're going to see it's not actually that many, like, lines of code that you end up adding to your code base, which is really cool.
Nice. So that means this is going to be a short episode, right?
So, preferably.
All right. So now let's take a look. Let's switch over to your desktop, and we'll take a look at the code and see exactly what this looks like. Now, I'm guessing you're going to show us how we can plug Twilio inside of Contoso Crafts. But I'm guessing, you know, in addition to like adding packages and stuff like that, there's probably some configuration that you got, right? So I'm kind of interested to see how exactly this works.
Yeah, that's a good call out. So literally to get started, if you're working in an ASP.NET Core application, like the first step is just add the Twilio NuGet package. I've already added it. It's one package. You'll see it here in my dependencies. As soon as I pull up my dependencies, you'll see it here in my list of packages. And because I've already got it installed, it'll go through and grab everything that it needs to do, like any dependencies it may have. Right. I'm going to close that out because it didn't load up correctly. But here, I've got just the Consosal Crafts website. It's an ASP.NET MVC application, and it's actually hosting a Blazor component. But there's nothing special about this application today that uses anything Blazor, which is, so all of this code is just all Blazor stuff. I'm scrolling down to the bottom here where we'll actually come in and update the C# code to connect over to Twilio.
Right. And so for folks that aren't familiar with Blazor, essentially what you're looking at is a model where we have the HTML and the C# in one code, like in one code file, which is like that .razor file. So I'm guessing what you're going to do is instead of like switching back over to a .cs file or something like that, you got to write code right here. And, you know, that code is going to allow us to interact with Twilio and, you know, send messages and those types of things, right?
That's exactly correct. So what I've got here is literally one method, this one method here called share product details. And you see, I've thrown a not new implemented exception just so we can build our code. But what I'm going to do is replace this code. In fact, let's do it right now. So let's go ahead and replace this code with the code that Twilio needs to actually run. So in so doing that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say Twilio client.init. And Visual Studio is already going to complain at me because I haven't grabbed my Twilio namespace. And now the Visual Studio is doing something that it shouldn't be doing. Let's wait and see what happens.
Right. So, this is good to capture because this happens to all of us when we're using Visual Studio.
That's how you know it's real.
This is a real demo, right? Like if Visual Studio does not crash, then, you know, it's not a real demo.
Fingers crossed.
But essentially what you're saying now is that you're calling this API that'll invoke that Twilio client, that init method. And then,
that's exactly right.
But now you haven't installed the NuGet package, right? So you haven't installed like that, those components and libraries that allow you to use Twilio. So as soon as this thing is done spinning, we'll head back over, I'm guessing, to the manage packages section, and it will be able to search for that package. And now some of this functionality will just light up inside of our app.
That's exactly right. And everything will work really easily. We've also already got a Twilio phone number. And so what I'm going to do is hook this up so that after we call our init method, we're then going to have that Twilio phone number send out a text message with the information about the product that we want to share from Contoso Crafts. And so I'm going to go grab the Twilio package right now. And I'm going to go Twilio search. And it usually is the first one that comes up. So I'll just hit install.
And actually, while you're there, so I'm looking at this thing, and there's a couple different packages, right? Like there's Twilio, but then there's also this Twilio ASP.NET Core, there's Twilio ASP.NET MVC, right? And if I'm building an ASP.NET Core application, I would guess that I'd want the third one, right? The ASP.NET Core one?
That's exactly right. So the difference between like Twilio versus the Twilio.ASP.NET.star packages is that Twilio package is just like the REST API helper library. It has some great strongly typed objects to make it really easy to interact with Twilio's API. The ASP.NET.star packages make it really easy for you to build ASP.NET type applications with Twilio's API. And so as a result, you can add it, but you don't need to. It adds some really nice features on top, but we can get away today with not even using any of those and just using the Twilio helper library.
Cool. Awesome.
So now that that's installed, I need to go back up to the top of our Razor component, and I need to add in the using Twilio. And this brings everything, this brings the namespace into focus for us to take advantage of, right? So now that I've added that, I'll go back down and look, Visual Studio likes this.
Nice.
So that's the first bit. We've gotten Twilio, the helper package, the NuGet package added in. Obviously, we're initializing our client, but we need a username and password. This comes from the Twilio console. So I've already signed up for a Twilio account. It's got my account SID. It's got my auth token. I'm going to copy it and just paste it on over to Visual Studio.
Yeah. And then on regularly, we'd have this inside of, you know, your secrets manager or your configuration file. But, you know, this is just a demo. We're going to copy exactly paste some stuff. Please don't do this in your real code, okay? Do the right thing.
That's exactly right. I don't want to be the reason why people end up getting in trouble. So, yes. Exactly. But next, what we're going to do is we're just going to send a text message. So I'm going to say var response equals await. And to send a text message with Twilio is as simple as calling this particular resource, a message resource. You'll see we have a bunch of them in a number of different namespaces. I want the very first one, right? And this fully qualifies it just because Visual Studio is trying to help me out. Thank you, I guess. But we're going to go message resource.create async. And you'll see, like, we have two versions of this method. One takes a strongly typed object. The second takes a bunch of parameters. Let me just make this really simple for you. We have a to parameter that takes a specific phone number. And I'm going to give that a string value of the specific phone number that we actually get from someone putting the number into Contoso Crafts. So yep. This is going to be model.to, because I've already got a strongly typed object there. Then we've got a from number, and this is actually going to be a Twilio phone number. And I've already purchased the Twilio phone number earlier before we started our demo. And so this is the number right here.
Okay, got it.
I'm just going to paste that in there. Again, something that you would typically put in a config file. And then we're sending a text message, right? So we should probably and we'll say here. This is just a string, so we'll say here is the message, and I'm going to do some string interpolation so that we can put in the custom body that someone else wanted to put in there. There we go. Now let's see why Visual Studio. Okay, good. That's gone away. Once you get this response back, we don't necessarily send like a success or fail. What we do is we return something called a response.sid. Right. So we'll say if string dot is null or empty, and I should say not response dot sid, this means we will have actually sent off the message and everything should work successfully. So I'm going to say shared message shared. Oh, hold on. I have one flag I need to set so that everything works successfully. It's message sent. There we go. Message sent equals true. And that's it. Right? So literally with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines of code, we can send the text message from our ASP.NET Core application using Twilio. That's really cool.
So I wanted to ask a couple questions here. Like, this does look fairly straightforward, and I'm totally understanding everything that's happening. But I do have two questions really quickly. So on line 194... and you said that there's different versions of that message resource. So if I'm building a Twilio app, how am I supposed to know which ones of those should I choose?
That's a good question. We try to split it out across different namespaces. And so it's usually the case that the namespace will contain some way to identify the specific product that you're trying to use. Say if you're trying to send a chat message versus maybe a fax message versus maybe a different product that we have, they would be in a different namespace.
Got it. All right. That makes sense. And then the second question on line 196. So I noticed your phone number is in a different format, right? And some folks may or may not know, but like phone numbers can be formatted in all types of different ways. And, you know, there's brackets and dashes and all kinds of stuff that could be in there. Mm-hmm. Does the phone number notation need to be a certain way to pass it to the Twilio API, or does it format it and parse it and figure it out?
That's a great question. It actually does have to be in a specific format. And I forget the name, but I know it's E194 format. But okay. The reason why is because it gives us the most accessibility across different regions. As you mentioned, different phone numbers just come in different formats. So, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, that makes sense. All right, let's run it and see what happens.
Fingers crossed this runs first time.
Crossing fingers, man. We gotta have like that Jeopardy music.
That's exactly right. Have some fun with it.
All right, so now the browser is loading up, and I'm guessing as soon as this is finished loading assets and building and all that types of stuff, we're going to see that Contoso application shown here on the screen right now. Boom, there you go.
Oh my goodness, our share button isn't there. Why is our share button not there?
Dum, dum, dum.
Let's go have a look at the code, see if we can fix that.
Okay.
Doo-doo-doo. Oh, because our button did not get added. So let's take care of this very quickly.
Sure.
We've got this one footer here that's got our select rating or select product button. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do two things. Let's copy this and paste like most developers do.
I mean, every good developer knows how to copy paste.
That's exactly right. We're going to call share product details on that one. And then we're just going to say, go back, share product.
Product, okay.
And let me just make sure that that's working well. Why is that not working well? So we'll take that off. And this we should be good to go. So this goes back
defined?
To...
Okay, there you go. All the rest.
That's exactly fine. Right. So this goes back to the thing that we were talking about where we said, hey, you mix up your HTML and your C# code and everything works. I have to double check one more thing because I know I had two methods. I had one share. Oh, here we go. Open share dialog is the name of it. I'm sorry. I called the wrong method.
Okay. No worries.
Open share dialog product.id. This way it knows to call the specific product. To share a specific product. This should now work. We're going to go ahead and hit the play button. Let's see what happens.
Okay, great. Right.
Okay, good. So now the page is loaded and we've started up our application. We see our share button is here. I'm going to go ahead and click that. And we've now got a spot where we can put in a phone number and a message that we want to send. So for the purposes of our demo, I'm just going to send this to myself. I'm just going to say, hey, check out this product. And once I hit that share button, you'll see it says message sent successfully. And then I'm going to show you my cell phone here, which is going to come up. And there goes the message that we've just sent. Now, we could also add the picture to this. We could also add additional details about our product to this if we wanted to. But it literally takes just a few lines of code. So that's really cool.
That's cool. So now that number that you showed on your phone just now, that's the number that the message was sent from Twilio, which is what we have configured here inside of the application. And so I'm guessing if you wanted to, you know, you could write it in such a way that you can send it to like a list of people or a single person or a group or whatever the case is, right? But you have that power and that functionality just using this Twilio API.
That's exactly right. And we make it so easy for you to be able to reuse the same code to try to send messages through SMS, or possibly send picture messages, or even to send messages to other channels like WhatsApp, which is really cool.
Cool. So what I want to say is if folks want to, you know, learn how to get in started with Twilio, you know, check out some sample apps, you know, where's a good place for me to get started? Like, where should I go to first to like learn about these different APIs and things?
That's such a great question. So we've got this cool application called Twilio Quest. It's our 16-bit choose your own adventure way to learn how to code with Twilio. It's one of the best ways, I think, to get started learning about how to use Twilio. But if playing video games is not your jam, I totally do have the code here set up in a GitHub repo, the Twilio integration demo. And the URL is just up here on the top, but I know we can probably share it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll have all these links in the show notes so folks can check them out. And also any other resources, too, that you want to show us.
So another great resource to check is just twilio.com/docs. It's one of the best places to figure out like how to get started with any of Twilio's products.
And I know docs are extremely important when you first get started with using a tool. I mean, if the docs are bad, then like I'm not going to know, right? I'm not going to know where to go or how to do the thing, right? And I personally looked at some of the Twilio docs, and like they're just gorgeous to look at. You know, like the aesthetics of them is just really pleasing. And I know your team works on some of those things, right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. We've got between us, the developer evangelism team, and our developer education team, we all work together to really try to create the best experience for developers to onboard. So in our docs, there's sample code for you to literally copy and paste into your code base to get started, including some of the code that we wrote today. You could totally just copy it from the docs. But there are also like different tutorials, quick start projects, walkthroughs, and way more technical information if that's your jam as well.
Cool. Well, hey, Corey, thank you so much for giving us this really interesting introduction into Twilio. We're going to have to keep this conversation going. I definitely want you to show us a little bit more of some of the other tools and functionality that we can start adding into our applications with Twilio.
Hey, thank you for having me today. I'm really excited to have been here, and I'm excited to keep chatting Twilio.
Sure. And then thank everyone for watching. This has been another episode of the On.NET Show, where we learned how to get started with Twilio inside of an ASP.NET Core application.